Life or Death, written by Michael Robotham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Life can be magnificent and overwhelming. That is its whole tragedy. Without beauty, love, or danger, it would almost be easy to live. Albert Camus. To be or not to be, that is the question. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Audie Palmer had never learned how to swim. As a boy, when he went fishing with his father on Lake Conroe, he was told that being a strong swimmer was dangerous, because it gave a person a false sense of security. Most folks drowned because they struck out for shore, thinking they could save themselves, while those who survived were found clinging to the wreckage.
"So that's what you do," his daddy said. "You hang on like a limpet."
"What's a limpet?" Audie asked. His daddy pondered this.
"Okay. So you hang on like a one-armed man clinging to a cliff while he's being tickled."
"I'm ticklish."
"I know." And his daddy tickled him until the whole boat rocked from side to side, and any fish in the vicinity swam into dark holes, and Audie spotted his pants with pee. This became a running joke between the two of them. Not the pee, but the examples of holding on.
"You got to hold on like a giant squid hugging a sperm."